I'm thankful that we can go, in spite of the condition of our country, we can go to the Lord in prayer for our country, and He hears, and He knows the desire of our heart. He knows the grief about that we have about our country and the shape that our country's in. And we need to do that. We need to be praying to our Lord that He would be merciful, that He would save the people of our land. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only answer and the only help to our country, for our country, and to our country and to the citizenry of our land and region and community. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only help and the only one that can change the heart of the people of our country. And we need to desire that as the Lord's people. See, we are in, not because, and not to, in order to be proud or to be haughty in any way, but we know better. We know better than the things that have taken and overrun our country and the wicked way of our country. We know better, and we're to shine as a bright light and a righteous light for what is true, and pray that the Lord would forgive our nation of our sins. Our leadership is a reflection of the nation. It's kind of a twofold thing. We have leadership can help a nation that is not doing well to go into the right direction, or leadership can be a reflection of the populace and tell what's going on with the nation. And for Thanksgiving being declared a national holiday, it's proclaimed by our presidents and has been for since George Washington did so back in 1789, or at least that was one of the proclamations that he made. I think maybe it was the first. We see in these proclamations a difference, and I'm thankful for the ones that get it right, like George Washington did. He called for our nation to offer thanks unto God. And I mentioned Sunday that we live in a time, and who would have ever thought it, that we would live in a time where the Thanksgiving holiday could be taken away and substituted with something else. Wrong right or indifferent, even Abraham Lincoln, what you might think politically about Abraham Lincoln, even he called upon the nation to look to the Lord and look to God and be thankful unto Almighty God. It's they're the proclamations that they have, that we have archived for George Washington, for Abraham Lincoln. They looked to lead the nation to look to God for this Thanksgiving and offer this Thanksgiving unto God. We live in a day now, and what a difference a year could make. Our previous president, he gave a proclamation and referred to George Washington's, and he in his first paragraph declared that we needed to thank God for all the abundant blessings. But sad to say, the present administration in their Thanksgiving Day proclamation barely mentioned God, and as in other proclamations earlier in the year. And the bent is, at least this man's interpretation of it, is that we're to be thankful one to another. And the word grateful is used, and I understand the word grateful, but no mention about, very little mention, a minuscule mention about being thankful to God and what a difference a year makes. And so we as citizens of our land, and may the Lord help us as citizens of our land, that we engage in the privilege that we have in being citizens of this country, that we take and we use that privilege well, and that we understand the impact of it. We pray for our leaders, that we pray for our leaders, and that we pray as the Bible admonishes us to do, and to pray that the Lord would give us leadership that would at least want to follow a moral way, but more so a godly way, and not a way that would lead us to the detriment and to the destruction of our country. You know, George Washington's, and it's been read several times, and I've thought about this for our Thanksgiving service. You know, we can be lulled into a thing, so I say the same old thing. So the thing is, those same things are the things that we continually are thankful for. And that's not bad. That's not wrong. Because to acknowledge that God has given us, our Lord has given us those things, repetition is not bad. And may every time that we do give thanks, may we be invigorated within anew, and that our thanksgiving be true once again, that he's done these things and given these things and folks and blessings to us over and over again. Our God is good. He's good to us all the time. But hailing back to George Washington, certainly seeming to be a man that knew the Lord, I want to read his Thanksgiving proclamation, and I pray that the Lord would bless with leadership in our land, that they would take this same position as our president so many decades ago. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, and to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Isn't that good? We need the Lord. It's hard to find a leader these days that will say that we need the Lord. But we need the Lord. That's been one of the things with COVID. There's been very little said about we need the Lord in this. We need the Lord to help us. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many single favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Amen. To thank God for it. To thank God for it. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th, the day of November, next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being. Oh, to God that he would give us leadership that would declare that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and that or that will be. That we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, and for the single and manifold mercies, the favorable interpositions of his providence which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in the which we have been able to establish constitutions of the government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted. There was value in that. And there are those today that want to destroy that. That what he has just mentioned here is the enemy, they say. But here, there's gratefulness unto God that he has blessed and provided such, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he hath been pleased to confer upon us. A continual mentioning of the Lord and thanksgiving to the Lord. I'm thankful for you that are members of Olmsted Baptist Church and your families, your children, grandchildren, all that are with us here and the membership of the church. I'm thankful to you for what you do. I am grateful for that. But first and foremost, I thank the Lord for you. Our thanksgiving doesn't end just with one another, and we should be that way. And also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions. What an attitude there. The Lord forgive us where we've sinned, and the leadership declare such. to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant to all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Again, deferring to the Lord and what he will do for us. And of course, this particular one was given under the hand of the president in 1789. We need to pray for our land, not be haphazard about it, but pray for our land often. Pray for our leaders often, that the Lord would turn their hearts if they're not pursuing a righteous way. For those that look to destroy our country, that the Lord would thwart them and cause them to fall in their own pit or change their hearts. He's able to save them. We desire the Savior of all mankind and all sinners. And so may the Lord help us in that. And that's why I just wanted to. It's quite a contrast. You can go find the latest, and the contrast is so drastic. It's may the Lord help us, and he's able to do it, and we pray that he would. And then I want to read this in Psalm 136, this psalm. And again, the psalmist's context is going to be the nation of Israel. That's, of course, going to be the psalmist's context. But we can take and apply this to ourselves by inserting in there those references of what Israel dealt with and what Israel was faced with, what Israel was helped with. And there's no doubt that somewhere along the line, we've got a parallel. And so let us listen to this, to Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And indeed it does. He's got more mercy, if you will. He's got more mercy than we could ever use. We don't need to take it lightly or presume against it. Because let us understand that mercy is the Lord holding back what we do deserve. He is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made the great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, we didn't have a problem down in Egypt, did we? Or a king, a pharaoh that kept us in bondage, nor from the standpoint of literally a promised land that we were taken into and that we entered into, that the Lord defeated our enemies. But we have been saved from our sins. And we have been saved from our greatest enemies, death and Satan, self-wisdom, depravity. We have been rescued from those things, haven't we? And our Lord has given us a place. In this age, we're not part of a nation per se, even though we are called a holy nation by the Lord and what Peter writes. But not in the strictest sense in the way nations are and the way Israel was a nation. But we do have a place, don't we? We do have an institution to be that we are a part of. And the Lord has provided for us in a parallel way, and for his mercies endure forever. And may we thank him always.